Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Delta High School for day two of the Luke Ultrabrunz Memorial Tournament. Technically day three, we had a few games on Thursday. So Delta beat Alamosa and Salida yesterday, shutting them both out. A two-hit shutout for Braden Sprout against Alamosa, and then a no-hitter for Isaac Chavez against Salida with 14 strikeouts. So some good pitching performances yesterday. Delta put the ball on the bat on the ball, that is, and managed to end the Alamosa game in four, the Salida game in five, scoring double digits, obviously, in each. Today's opponent is a Monarch team. Delta head coach Steve Reier admittedly doesn't really know much about. The Coyotes are from Louisville, Colorado, and play in the 5A Front Range League, so they're a little bit of a bigger school. The team seems to be evenly distributed with seniors, juniors, and sophomores, but not a lot of varsity experience. Durango was the opponent for Monarch yesterday, and Monarch blew them out pretty handily, while they also played at Montrose, and Montrose beat them 5-0. So we'll take a look at the lineups now for both teams, starting with the starting lineup for the Monarch Coyotes. Leading off and playing shortstop will be number 2, Roe Tucker. Batting second will be the center fielder, number 13, Christian Middleman. Batting third, the third baseman, number 20, Michael Oswald. Batting the cleanup spot for the Coyotes, their catcher, number 10, Finn Gardner. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, number 23, Riley Hull. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 9, Chase Cowan. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 3, Daniel Schenkel. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 5, Mark Gleason. And in the nine hole will be the designated hitter, George Albrecht, who will be batting for the pitcher, number 11, Justin Mosakowski. Starting lineup for the Panthers, which we will get to here after the national anthem. So we'll take a look at the starters now for your Panthers. Leading off, playing center field, number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting second will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. He's batting for the left fielder, number 22, Jacob Hancock. Batting third will be the starting pitcher for today, number 27, Brendan Bear. The cleanup spot for the Panthers, the first baseman, number 14, Creighton Sandoval. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting sixth, today's catcher, number 4, Connor Workman. In the seven hole will be the second baseman, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 7, Ty Reed. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Isaac Chavez. So we'll take a look at the pitchers real quick for both squads. Brendan Jordan Bear did not see any action on the mound last year. Primarily the catcher for the Panthers last year, but talking to head coach Steve Reier, he wants to work Brendan into the rotation. It looks like he's going to be the number three in the rotation this year, behind Sprout and Chavez. And we'll see what kind of stuff he has. He's a lefty. And like I said, primarily a catcher, but Coach Reier is going to put him in to the rotation this year. The pitcher for the Coyotes, Justin Mostakowski, is a junior and has not had any varsity pitching experience, so he's a mystery as well. So we'll just wait and see. Like I said, yesterday Delta played very well, swung the bat well, obviously two great pitching performances, a couple of complete games. You really can't ask for anything more out of your pitchers than complete game shutouts, you know, obviously only allowing two hits for Braden Sprout and the no-hitter for Chavez. That's just kind of icing on the cake, kind of the sprinkles on top of a great pitching performance. So, Roe Tucker to lead off. Tucker last year batted .233 for the Coyotes. Three walks, 16 strikeouts. He was a freshman last year, so 43 at-bats. Two-seamer in there for strike one. Taco Time first pitch. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main and Delta. Yo, one is in the dirt. Count even now. And the pitch. That one misses the inside corner. 2-1 the count now to Tucker. Tucker in from the right side against the lefty Bear. The 2-1 also in the dirt. And now Bear going to have to battle just a little bit to keep from losing this leadoff hitter. The pitch, that comes in high. So a 5-pitch walk to start the game for Bear. That brings Christian Middleman to the plate. He'll be in from the right side. Middleman, a youngster, he's a sophomore on this team, and now the umpire is going to make Middleman take the chain around his neck off and tell both teams no jewelry. So the chain goes in the back pocket. The batting gloves will go back on. And Middleman will step into the box. Okay, here we go. So Chucker, the runner on first, he'll be held on by Sandoval. Middle infield at double play depth. Porter guarding the line at third. Outfielder straight away. The pitch catches the strike zone at the knees. Another good start for Bear. Right to left around the infield defensively for the Panthers. Sandoval play Chavez, Porter. Left to right in the outfield. Hancock, Sprout, and Reed. Workman behind the plate. Bear, of course, on the mound. And he delivers. Swing and a miss. Actually, a foul tip off the end of the bat. Right into the dirt in front of Workman. So Tucker takes a good lead off of first. There. We'll check it. As he comes back. Now he comes home. breaking ball misses high, and the count's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch on the way for Bear. That was close. I'm not sure where that missed the strike zone, but entered just below the shoulders and broke down across the plate, maybe inside, I'm not sure. Counts even at 2. Bear checks the runner. Now comes home. That's way high and outside. So Middleman, after going down 0-2, has come back to run the count full. So Bear will walk around the mound just a little bit and retake the rubber. Brendan stares in, has his sign. Now he's set. Payoff pitch. Right down the middle of the plate, popped up into center field. Sprout coming in, makes the catch. One out in the inning. Tucker retreats to the bag at first. Coming to the plate for Monarch will be their third baseman, Michael Oswald. Oswald, a junior. No varsity experience for him, so now Brendan switches to righty against the right-handed hitting Oswald, who lines it in the left field. Hancock quickly up with the ball and gets it in. That'll bring the catcher Finn Gardner to the plate. Gardner's at first and second. Tucker out there on second. Oswald on first. Gardner in from the right side. And Bear will face him right-handed. Ball's outside and in the dirt. Workman makes a good stop and keeps Tucker from advancing. Gardner hit 167 and 6 at bat last season. He's just a sophomore this year, so smattering of at bats as a freshman. He's going to dribble it out in front of the plate. Bear picks it up, fires the first, second out of the inning. Pitch is high. That pitch inside is 2-0 to Riley Hall. Well, catches the outside corner, 2-1. The pitch, way outside. It's now 3-1 to the Monarch first baseman. pitch. Gets away from the catcher Workman. He hustles down, picks it up. But a run's going to score from third. Oswald advances to third. As we have runners on the corners. And Chase Owen, the second baseman, comes to the plate. As I mentioned, not a lot of varsity experience for these Monarch starters. First pitch, low and inside. Want to know the count to Callum. As Bear continues to face the righties with right-handed pitchers. That one's going to miss low and outside. So Hall at first, Oswald at third, one run is scored. This one hit on the ground, and they're able to knock it down, flip it to Sandoval at first for the third out of the inning to limit the damage. So in the middle of one, Monarch leads 1-0. And Delta will send Sprout, Clay, and Bear to the plate to start their half of the first inning. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Panther Baseball, also sponsored by the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Come and make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Delta getting ready to take their at-bats here in the bottom of the first inning. Monarch leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Masakowski, the pitcher, like I said earlier, no varsity pitching experience for him, the righty. Defensively for the Coyotes, right to left around the infield, Hall, Cowan, Tucker, and Oswald. In the outfield, left to right, it's Schenkel, Middleman, and Gleason. Behind the plate, Gardner, Masakowski on the mound. So Masakowski finishes up his warm-ups. The throw down by Gardner online. One hop to the shortstop. And here we go. Braden Sprout coming to the plate now. He went 1-for-3 yesterday in the two games with a walk and a strikeout. Scored a couple of runs. Like I said, pitched a two-hit shutout in game one. Also stole a couple bases. Good day for Braden yesterday. Hopes to extend that into today as he will take ball one. So Masakowski will stare in, get his sign, kicks and fires. This is going to be tipped into the ground and back foul. Can't even at one. So straddle step out, gather himself, now step back into the left side. Right on left matchup here is the righty Masakowski delivers and a swing and a miss from Sprout. Braden going to have to be tough with two now, and battle at the plate. Here's the 1-2. That's low. Count now even at 2. And the pitch. This one lined up the middle. And Sprout with a leadoff single. And with Braden's speed, that very well could end up being a double if he can steal second. As Logan Clay comes to the plate, Loeb had 3 walks and a run yesterday. As he will take strike one. Logan pinch hit in the first game and didn't really hit into pinch hit, didn't have an official at bat because the game ended while he was at the plate. The second game he was a designated hitter, he reached on several errors. He actually reached every time he came to the plate yesterday, so his on base percentage is perfect. That pitch is in the dirt and accounts even at 1. Sprout with a good lead off of first, being held on by Hall. Moskowski comes set, now delivers. And Clay takes strike 2 right down the middle. See if Coach Ryder has anything up his sleeve now with a 1-2 count. Sprout doesn't go, and Clay swings and misses. Strikes out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring today's starting pitcher for Delta, Brendan Bear, to the plate. Bear started at catcher both games yesterday, went 2-for-5, had a home run, 3 RBI, 4 runs scored. Good day for Brendan. The pitch as Sprout goes. Looks like we had a hit and run on. This one fouled off down the left field line. Sprout returns to first. Moskowski gets his sign, checks Sprout over at first, now comes home. This one, a slow roller on the ground to third. Oswald comes up with it, fires on to first. 2 outs in the inning, and cleanup batter Trayton Sandoval comes to the plate. Sandoval went 3-for-7 yesterday, a couple of doubles, 4 RBI, a couple of runs. Good day for him as well. He's looking to score. Sprout from second. Here's the taco time first pitch to him. He'll lay off. That one's low and outside. Good eye by Tank. Moskowski checks the runner. Now comes home. This one's going to be fouled off of the catcher. And he'll pop up out of the crouch and walk that one off. Not sure where that caught him, if it was off the leg or the chest protector. It was off the lower thigh, it looks like, his lower left thigh. He'll walk it off, the umpire. Give him a little time as he'll stroll out to the pitcher. Fire will check with Gardner, make sure he is okay. We'll get back to action here. Counts even at 1 to Trayton. As he takes a minute to gather himself before returning to the right-handed batter's box. Right on right. So here we go. Sprout, the runner on second, 2 outs, bottom of the first. infielder is going to try to pinch Sprout a little bit. As Moskowski spins and throws down to second. Second baseman Talent covering the bag, the right-handed batter. Sprouty back in time. Moskowski has the ball on the rubber once again, and we'll start over. Here's the pitch. This one going to be line foul out of play. Now Sandoval going to have to protect with two strikes. Anything close now, he's going to have to try to get a piece of. One, two. Swing and a miss, but it's in the dirt. Sandoval down to first, and so is the throw. And that will retire the side. So, no runs on one hit, no errors. One left on. Monarch leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard is at the end of one. Due up for the Coyotes will be 7-8-9. That's Schenkel, Gleason, and Albrecht. So it's time for Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So we'll take a look at the other athletic teams in action this week, starting with girls soccer. They beat Ridgeway on Tuesday 5-0, and freshman Jessica Black and sophomore Alex Hirsch each scored a couple of goals in that one. Then they lost to Grand Junction on Friday 4-0 at Grand Junction. Next up, they host Montrose on Tuesday. Boys and girls track was at the Rifle Invitational yesterday. Some notable finishers for the girls. Top 10 finishers, Charlie Abbott finished 10th in the 800. Cassidy Ware was 7th in the 3200. Paige Kaymeyer was 4th. Bailey Hewlett was 8th in the 300-meter hurdle. 4x100 relay team finished 7th. The 800-meter sprint medley relay team was 8th. The 4x400 relay team was 5th. And the 4x800 team was 4th. Bailey Hewlett was 5th. And Kylie Huff was 10th in the high jump. Raylan McCurdy was 5th. Paige Kaymeyer was 8th, and Bailey Wilson was 10th in the long jump. On the boys' side, the relay team finished very well. The 4x100 was 2nd, 4x200 was 1st, 4x400 was 8th, and 4x800 was 1st. Easton Bear was 4th in the long jump. Brett Sanchez was 4th, Clay Sandridge and Sean Wyatt were 5th in the discus. So, warm-up's complete. We're waiting for a batter now. And Daniel Schenkel will finish chatting with his head coach, James Thompson, down in the third base coach's box. And now he'll be on the right side as Bear deals from the right. That pitch is high. Schenkel batted 118 and 17 at bats last season. Schenkel, one of the few seniors on this team, as he takes the 1-0 for a strike. Count now even. Schenkel did have a home run last year. Four walks, eight strikeouts, as that pitch comes in high from Bear. 2-1 the count now to the Monarch left fielder. The pitch, oh, that's behind the batter. Workman does a good job to knock it down. I think that one just got away from Brendan. Nothing intentional, of course. Here's the 3-1. This is low and outside. And Schenkel will be on first. That'll bring the lefty, Mark Gleason, to the plate. First pitch to Gleason, catches the outside corner for a strike. Taco time first pitch, of course. Jankel. Not sure if he's a threat to run or not from first. He's got a good lead held on by Sandoval. He is going. Workman drops the ball. It was a pitch as Gleason took. Or it was a strike, excuse me, as Gleason took. But Jankel with the stolen base. The runner in scoring position now for the Coyotes. Ochi counts Gleason. The pitch. The liner back to the pitcher, knocked down by Bear. Bear flips it to Sandoval at first. First out of the inning. Jankel will advance to third. That'll bring the lefty George Albrecht to the plate. This is designated hitter today for the pitcher, Mazatowski. He's in the nine hole, so after him, we'll flip the lineup card back at the top. Some high heat to start him off from Bear, swing and a miss. Merrill checked the runner. Jankel at third, now comes home. This one's going to be lifted into right field for a base hit. It's going to roll to the track. Center fielder Sprout over. Quickly gets it in, so an RBI single for Albrecht. And Monarch now leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Rotucker. Back to the plate. He walked last inning to lead off. Came around to score the first run for the Coyotes. Short lead for Albrecht down at first. Maybe a step off the bag as the first pitch to Albrecht is taken for a strike. First pitch to Tucker is taken for a strike. Albrecht with a two-step lead off of first. That pitch low and outside to Tucker. Down even at one. Tucker steps out, now back into the box. He's batting from the right side as Bear now. The righty comes home. He tries to nibble that inside corner and he can't get it. Merrill checked the runner, Albrecht at first. Very short indeed. Now he comes home. This one's lifted on the right side into foul territory. Sandoval ranges over at the track, the fence, and the ball's out of play. More importantly, I think the count now, even at 2. We'll see what Brendan does here on the mound. If he tries to nibble at the corners or comes right at the Monarch shortstop. And the pitch. That one's high. He counts full. So both Bear and Tucker continue the battle here. It's a little bit of a chess match. Owner Albrecht with a little bit bigger, maybe 2.5 step lead as this one lined into left over the head of Hancock off the wall. Albrecht rounds second, coming to third. That's where the throw goes. Chavez cuts it off in the outfield grass, and that's a double for Tucker. So a couple of runners in scoring position now for the Coyotes, as their center fielder, Christian Middleman, comes to the plate. He popped out to center field last inning in his first at bat. He's looking to score the two Ducks that are on the pond, and we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from Coach Steve Ryan. Should be your home and office, Delta Cabinet Company. It's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. It looks like we're going to get a pitching change. I think Brendan is probably going to go behind the plate as Connor hustled into the dugout as well. See who we get on the mound here. As we've got a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. So the pitcher warming up now. I think this is Jacob Hancock who's coming in to pitch. It is indeed. So I believe Workman will go to left field, and Hancock comes in to pitch. Bear will go behind the plate. So Bear is struggling in his first start as a pitcher. Giving up the two runs, and before Coach Steve Ryer had seen enough. So the first batter that Hancock will face is going to be Christian Middleman. Hancock, the righty. He'll face the righty Middleman. So Brendan Bear will indeed stroll out and take his spot behind the plate, introducing himself to the umpire. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines, today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Hancock, first pitch. High strike called. Runner on second is Tucker as the infield's playing in, trying to cut down that run. That pitch in the dirt and blocked by Bear. Monarch leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here, top of the second inning. Fifth batter to the plate, there's one out. The pitch, that's a strike. On Hancock ahead in the count now, 1-2. He'll scare in, get the sign, check the runner at second. They aren't doing much to hold him on. The pitch. Breaker, this is high. And the count's even. Delivery. Misses low for the count full. So Middleman making Hancock work here. Again, infield in, runner Tucker with a huge lead out at second. Any sort of hit to the outfield is going to score him. That pitch misses just below the knees. And we've got runners at first and second. Thank you. That'll bring Michael Oswald to the plate. Oswald with a single last inning. Comes in on the right side to face the righty Hancock. Here's the Taco Time first pitch to Oswald. Again, can't get the breaker to drop into the zone. And Oswald takes ball one. Hancock will check the runners at first and third. I guess the bases are loaded now. Ball's going to get away from there, but not far. As Albrecht's the runner at third, Tucker at second, and Middleman at first. Count even at one to Oswald. Hancock trying to work out of a jam here at the top of the second inning. The pitch outside. Hancock in relief of the starter Bear, who surrendered a couple of runs. Hancock coming in to try to clean up the mess. Pitch. This one's up the middle and through. One run will score. Two runs will score. Middleman held up at second. So a couple of RBI for Oswald, and Tim Gardner will come to the plate as Monarch extends their lead to 4-0. Gardner grounded out to the pitcher Bear last inning. The pitch just misses, I think low. And Jock will check the runners as Chavez works in on Middleman at second. The pitch, swing and a miss. So Hancock is missing low with his fastball and high with his breaking pitches. We'll see what the 1-1 offering is here. It's low in the zone, and Gardner will foul it off. So Hancock ahead in the count now, 1-2. Hancock stares in as his pitch comes set, kicks and fires. This one is bounced on the ground to third, picked up by Porter on the first. So Middleman will be on third, Oswald on second, and two down. This pitch on the ground to second. Nobody's covering first. Hancock gets over there late. The throw gets away from him. And the run's going to score as Riley Hall slides in to second. So another Delta Cabinet Company mound visit by Breyer. As Monarch plays another couple of runs. and extends their lead. That'll bring Chase Cohen to the plate. Cohen 0 for 1 today. Monarch leads 7-0. On the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Dawson trying first pitch to Cohen's lined into left center. Sprout gets it in quickly, but it's in the dirt, and Hall's going to score from second to extend Monarch's lead. RBI single for Cowan, and that'll bring Schenkel to the plate for the second time this inning. Dr. Penn first pitch to him in the dirt, blocked by Bear, but Cowan takes off from first and in safely at second. A wild pitch. One-oh pitch from Hancock. On the way outside, blocked by Bear. So Hancock scuffling a little bit now. The pitch in there for a strike. Cowan the runner on first, on second. And he's got a good lead out there. Landon Clay and Isaac Chavez work in and out on him. The pitch low. 3-1 count now to the Monarch left fielder. Hancock gets the runner at second. Now comes home. This one on the ground to Clay at second. It's going to get through him. Cowan scores from second. And Schenkel on first via the error. Excuse me. That'll be bring up Mark Gleason to the plate. Gleason, 0 for 1 today. Grounded out to the pitcher earlier this inning. Schenkel with an average lead off of first, held on by Sandoval. There's the pitch by hand. Cross catches the outside corner. The 0-1. That misses high. That pitch was in for a strike. It's 1-2 now to Gleason. Two outs, top of the first, swing and a miss, and we're out of the inning. So Delta gives up 7 runs in the inning to make it 8-0 in favor of the Monarch Coyotes. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Well, Tanner, back with you here at Delta High School. A big inning for the Coyotes in the second as they bat through their lineup, sending 11 to the plate, scoring 7, and make the score 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta with some work to do now is they'll send their third baseman, Lance Porter, to the plate for his first at-bat of the game. Porter went 1-for-2 in the two games yesterday, a couple of walks, and 4 runs scored. So Mazakowski with a nice cushion to work with now for Monarch as he'll face 5, 6, and 7 to start the second inning. Taco time, first pitch to Porter. Off the catcher's mitt and outside. Porter takes it. It's 1-0. The pitch also misses outside. Mazakowski stares in, gets his sign, now delivers. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. 2-1 the count to Porter. Mazakowski set and delivers. Little breaker on the inside. Porter swings, gets a piece of it, but fouls it straight back to the backstop, and the count's even at 2. And the pitch. Porter checks his swing, ball's in the dirt, and they're going to say he went. One down here, bottom of 2. Connor Workman to the plate. Workman started a catcher today, moved to left field on the substitution. Workman 1-for-4, 3 runs scored yesterday. The pitch outside, taken for a ball. Mazakowski stares in, has his sign, sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Count even at 1. Workman will step out as he continues to try to figure out Mazakowski. Now back into the right side. And the pitch. Off speed, swung over. Mazakowski ahead in the count now, 1-2. And the pitch. Line down the left field line, but foul. So Workman continues to take a defensive approach at the plate as he stays alive with 2 strikes. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up into short center field. Nettleman comes in on it, makes the catch. 2 down now in the inning, and Landon Clay comes to the plate. Lando, 2-for-3 in the 2 games yesterday, had an RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. Fast time, first pitch to Lando. Misses outside. And the pitch. That's low and outside. Clay steps out, now back in. Two-oh pitch, right down Broad Street for a strike. Counts 2-1 to the Delta second baseman. Pitch. Bounced over the pitcher's head. The shortstop Tucker up with it on the first. Gets Clay by about a step. The Delta goes 1-2-3 in the inning, and Monarch continues to lead 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Nine-one-two drew up for Monarch in the top of the third. That'll be Albrecht, Tucker, and Middleman due to come to the plate. Looks like we're going to get some changes defensively for Delta, as it looks like Ty Reed's going to be coming in to pitch. I think Hancock will move to right. So we'll get those changes there. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Delta Panthers Baseball also sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. And, of course, Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, Reed on the pitch. His first appearance on the mound for the Panthers this year. He's a freshman. So, of course, no varsity pitching experience, no high school pitching experience. We'll see what he can do here against the Coyotes. So he'll face the designated hitter for Monarch, George Albrecht. Albrecht, an RBI single last inning. And he takes the taco time first pitch. Hits the ball. Reed set and kicks and fires. This one bounced over his head just past his glove. Chavez up with it. Fires on the first quickly and gets Albrecht by half a step. So one down top of three here, and we'll flip the lineup card for the Coyotes. Shortstop, Roe Tucker to the plate. This will be his third at bat. He's come to the plate every inning so far, doubled last inning, came in to score. Also reached via the walk. Swings at a fastball. Strike one. Reed will be set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Off speed pitch. Low and away. So far, Reed placing his pitch as well. And the pitch. This one on the ground past Reed. Clay comes up with it behind the bag at second. On to first. Two batters face, two outs. That's what we like to see for the Panthers. They've got some work to do so far Ty Reed coming in here in the top of the third and shutting down the Coyotes, but now he's going to face the center fielder Middleman, who is 0-for-1 today, walked and scored last inning. The pitch just misses the outside corner as Middleman takes ball one. The pitch. This one hit on the ground to short. Chavez up with it. Fires to first in the throw, not in time. Good stretch by Sandoval out there, but that one deep in the hole at short, and Chavez just cannot get it to Sandoval quick enough. An infield single for Middleman. And Michael Oswald to the plate. Oswald 2-for-2 today. A couple of RBI. He's also got a run scored. So he'll get his signs from James Thompson down to third. Middleman with an average size lead down at first. Sandoval holding him on. Here's the pitch from Reed. Misses the outside corner. Ball one. Reed checks the runner Middleman at first. Now he's set. He'll come home. Again, misses that outside corner. Reed falls behind 2-0. The pitch. That one's going to hit Oswald. Runners at first and second now, and the cleanup batter Finn Gardner to the plate. Gardner 1-for-2 today with a run score. Middleman on second, Oswald on first. Gardner at the plate, in from the right side against the righty Reed. He kicks and delivers. That pitch misses high. Reed stares in, gets his sign. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Evens the count up at one. Reed will check the runners. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Ryan. Outside with the fastball, but coaxed Gardner into swinging at it. And now Reed ahead, 1-2. Two outs here, top of the third inning. Monarch leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Gardner wastes the pitch. High. So Reed back to the rubber now. Stares in. He comes set, checks the runners. The 2-2 pitch. That's going to hit Gardner. Back-to-back hit by pitchers. Loads the bases. Reed trying to get that breaking ball in and just can't get it to break. We're going to get a courtesy runner down at first base. It's going to be number 26, Ben Henderson for the Coyotes. So Riley Hall comes to the plate now, 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitch, swing and a miss. Once again, two outs, top of three. Bases loaded again for Monarch. Reed trying to work out of a jam. 0-1 delivery. This one's going to be line foul down the first base line. So Reed retired the first two batters he faced and then got into trouble after giving up a single and hitting two batters. Works to the lefty, Riley Hall. He's going to miss high. Reed stares in. Now he's set. Kicks and fires. That one misses low in his side. Counts even at two now. Got a timeout called as the ball gets away from the visiting dugout. So Reed will stare in one more time. Comes set. Delivers the 2-2. This one's going to be lined over Chavez's head. It's short into left. Workman up with it. Gets it to the third baseman, Porter, who tags the runner. Henderson trying to advance. And that will be the last out of the inning. So the one run will score, but the damage limited. It's 9-0. Monarch on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As Delta will get ready to come up here in the bottom of the inning. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Also, Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And finally, Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And, of course, Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reier, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Ty Reed trying to help his cause here as he will lead off the bottom of the third for the Panthers. Taco Time, first pitch from Mosakowski is hit. In the hole between third and short. That'll get through. Seeing eye single for Reed. Good start to the inning. That'll bring Isaac Chavez to the plate. Chavez. 2-for-3 at the plate yesterday with a walk and 4 runs scored. Of course, he had the no-hitter in game two as Reed takes a big lead off of first. He's held there by Hall. Mosakowski with the pitch. Chavez swinging at the Taco Time first pitch and fouled back out of play on the right side. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Mosakowski. It's in the dirt, but Isaac swings at it. Chavez behind early in the at-bat now. He's going to have to battle. Reed still with a good lead off of first. Mosakowski will check it and then come home. Swing and a miss. Chavez way out in front of that one. And that'll bring Sprout to the plate. He singled to lead off the game for the Panthers. He'll step in from the right, or excuse me, left side. Montecuccio's pitch is high. Bottom of three, one out. Reed the runner on first, Sprout at the plate. Monarch leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Montecuccio turns and fires over to first with a Dabby Steel Machine kickoff throw. Reed back in time. Again, dances out to a good-sized lead. Montecuccio going to catch the outside corner as the catcher Gardner frames it very well there. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Montecuccio. Misses at the knees on the outside corner. That one may have been a makeup call for the pitch before. Although umpires will tell you they don't do that. And Sprout's going to lift this into center field for a base knock. Reed has to stall between first and second, make sure it wasn't caught, but he'll be into second. And a couple of hits for Sprouty here in the game. And Logan Clay, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. He struck out at his only other at bat of the game. So Delta now with runners at first and second. Speedy Sprout out on second. Excuse me, Hall. Jackson Speed Tunes out on second. Sprouty at first. Clay in on the right side. The pitch. He's going to line this one in the right field down the line. It's going to come in fair. Reed's going to score, and Sprout's right behind him is Clay into second with the double. Couple of ribbies for Clay. And Delta on the board as they try to get back into this. And the score is 9-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brendan Bear to the plate. He started the game as the pitcher and was quickly pulled after an inning and a third. He's 0-1 today, but looking to do some damage. The pitch. Gardner again frames that outside pitch to get strike one. Clay with a good lead off the second. The pitch. This one's going to be hit in the hole. Left side. It's going to be booted by the shortstop, Tucker. And Bear will reach as a result of the error. Clay advances to three. Two runners on the corners for the Panthers. Trenton Sandoval will come to the plate. He struck out on his only other at bat. We're going to get Chaz Wilkes as the courtesy runner for Bear. So Sandoval gets a sign from Ryer down at third, and he'll be into the right side of the box to work against the righty, Montecuccio. Montecuccio will check the runner to set and delivers, and Sandoval will take the pitch low, ball one. Montecuccio will check out, step off, and we'll get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from James Thompson. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacey Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified and therapeutic massage and body work specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today at 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Thompson comes out and settles his pitcher down a little bit. After he gave up three hits and the shortstop error. This one's going to be on the ground to short. The runner's going to come in from third. Hard slide down at first. The first baseman's going to not be able to complete the double play. And Sandoval will be in on the fielder's choice. Got an RBI out of the deal. As Clay scored from third, Wilkes was out at second. Two down. And Lance Porter to the plate. This one's going to go off the glove of the catcher, and Sandoval recognizes it and advances on the pass ball. So Sandoval will be out on second. Porter looking at a 1-0 pitch from Mazikowski. Porter takes inside. Two outs, bottom of three. Porter with a 2-0 count at the plate. Delta down 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the pitch. Porter takes. Didn't quite like that pitch, so he held up, and it's 2-1. The pitch from Mazikowski. This one's inside on the knuckles, but Porter able to foul it off, and the count's even at 2. Sandoval, the runner out on second. Mazikowski back to the rubber hand. He'll check Sandoval, and now comes home with the 2-2. He'll miss high on the breaker. And the count now full of the Porter. He checks the runner and now comes home with the payoff pitch. This one bounced to second. Callen up with it on the first, and that will end the inning. But Delta doing some damage here in their half of the third. Scoring three runs on three hits. A couple of errors by Monarchs. So a chink in the armor by the Coyotes. They still lead 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As we will go to the fourth inning. 6-7-8 due up for the Coyotes. That's Callen, Schenkel, and Gleason. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Also, A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So, Ty Reed stays on the mound to start the fourth inning. He will face the Monarch second baseman, Chase Callen, who's 1-for-2 today with an RBI and a run scored. So right on right matchup. Callen steps in. Reed's got his sign. He's set now. The pitch. Low and outside. Taken for ball one. read is set. He kicks and fires. This one popped up on the infield. Sandoval going into foul territory. Here comes Clay Lando, not able to get it. Diving attempt. That'll even the count at one. So Callen comes back to the plate. He'll step back in, stare down Reed. Reed comes home, gets in the dirt. Reed with the 2-1 delivery. This one's going to be popped up. Short center field, Chavez play out, Sprout in, and Sprout can't come up with the diving catch. That one was kind of in no man's land. So Callen reaches as a result of the error. And that'll bring Daniel Schenkel to the plate. Schenkel has reached on a walk and an error today. Top of time first pitch to him is high for ball one. Sandoval will hold the runner Callen on at first. Callen, an average lead. Reed will check it. Now he's set. The pitch in the dirt, but blocked by Bear. Reed behind 2-0. Reed will stare in for his sign. Now comes set. Kicks and fires. He's going to miss high. Reed way behind now. Reed will check the runner Chase Callen at first. Now delivers. Schenkel taking, and he'll take four straight balls. Runners at first and second now. And Mark Gleason to the plate. Gleason 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter as it looks like number 16 Sean Goldie will come to the plate. Goldie, a senior, just won at bat last year. See what he can do here against the righty Reed. Goldie into the right side. Taco time first pitch to Goldie is on the ground. Past Reed, but into the hands of Clay, and Delta's going to turn 2-5-6-3. And Delta now with two outs. Runner Callen advances to third. And George Albrecht will come to the plate. 1-for-2 today with an RBI, and he takes strike one. Two outs here, top of four. Runner on third. Albrecht into the left side. Monarch leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Bear. Reed is set and delivers. High and tight. Taking ball two. Thank you. pitch. High again. Reed missing. And it's 3-1. Callen the runner on third. The pitch right down Broadway. And Reed able to run the count full now to the Monarch designated hitter. The payoff pitch. Right in there, strike three. We're out of the inning. Got Albrecht looking and no damage done after a couple runners reach base. Three of them, as a matter of fact, but Delta able to get the double play turned in the middle of the inning to get out of that jam. So the middle of four, Monarch leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up for the Panthers will be 6-7-8. That'll be Workman, Landon Clay, and Ty Reed to start their half of the fourth. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today at Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Also, Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So warm-ups are now complete, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman 0 for 1 today. But Delta able to put three runs on the board last inning, hoping to get more this time around. Workman into the right side. And the taco time first pitch, low and outside, but Workman chases it. That's why we get three. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. So Mazurkowski way out ahead of Connor here. Mazurkowski has his side, kicks and fires. Connor doesn't chase that outside pitch, and it's 1-2 to the Delta left fielder. Working started behind the plate today, but with the first pitching change, he's back to the outfield, which is his natural position. The pitch, fouled to the left side, and Workman continues to battle. The 1-2 delivery from Mazurkowski. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt, and Workman will get tagged out at the plate. One down here, bottom of four. Landon Clay to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 today. The pitch in the dirt. Taken from ball one. The pitch Taking high, ball two. Clay steps out, now back in. Lozakowski has his sign and delivers. Good job framing that pitch by the catcher Gardner and called a strike. The 2-1 delivery from Lozakowski. This thing's going to be lifted into center field. The center fielder, Middleman, camps out underneath it, and now there's two down here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Reed the on the mound now for the Panthers. He singled in his only other at bat, came around to score his last inning. Freshman trying to help his cause here. Taco time first pitch. It's a swing and a miss. The pitch. It's going to miss low. Counts now even at one. The pitch. Chopped foul on the third baseline. Reed was out in front of that one. It was an off-speed pitch for Mastakowski. So Reed going to have to be tough with two, protect the plate and battle. And the pitch. That was over his head. Count once again even. Reed steps out, now back into the box. The 2-2 pitch. This one lifted on the right side and foul, coming back to the backstop and out of play. So Reed will gather himself and now step back in to the box. Here's the pitch from Mastakowski. Reed checked his swing, but it was in for a strike. And Ty goes down looking. So no runs, no hits, no errors. As we get ready to go to the fifth inning, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chang is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Chang, 707 Main in Delta.
Tanner back with you at Delta High School, getting ready to start the fifth inning. Monarch leads Delta 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ty Reed will remain on the mound for the Panthers. He's pitched well so far. He's only allowed the one run. And otherwise has shut down Monarch. Monarch's big inning came in the second where they batted 11 and scored 8, so... scored 7 in the inning. Outside of that inning, Delta has held them to just 2 runs. Reed will work against the top of the order. Tucker, Middleman, and Oswald here. Tucker's doubled and walked in 3 plate appearances today.
still work against the righty Reed. Taco time, first pitch to Tucker. That misses. Reed tries to get that breaking pitch on the inside corner. Just missed it there. Here's the pitch. Tried to come back to it and misses again. Reed will spare in. Gets the sign. He's set. He'll deliver the 2-0. At the knee. First strike. Reed. Very systematic in his approach. That one swung on and missed as the count's now even at 2. Very deliberate. He'll stare in, get his sign, come set with the glove at his chest, and then delivers. He'll miss, blown outside, and it's a full count now to Tucker. Payoff pitch on the way from Reed. Swing and a miss. Good low sinking pitch there. This is the first out of the inning. The second strikeout for Reed. That'll bring Christian Middleman to the plate. Middleman, 1-for-2 with a walk today. A couple of runs scored. Taco time first pitch to him. One is high. And the pitch. That one misses inside. Another attempt at a breaking ball that just isn't breaking for him. Here comes the 2-0. Middleman doesn't offer at that one, and it's a called ball 3. We'll see if Middleman's taking here. 3-0. He is, but it's in for a strike. So Reed's still behind in the count and some work to do, but he's battling. And the pitch. He's going to miss there. So Middleman to first via the free pass, and Michael Oswald will come to the plate. Oswald 2-for-2 today. He was also hit by a pitch. A couple RBI and a run scored. So Middleman with an average lead, average to good lead now off of first. Sandoval will hold him on. Oswald stands in and he'll take strike one right down the middle. Reed has his sign, he's set, and delivers. Not sure exactly where that one missed, maybe low, but it'll even the count at 1. So Reed will check the runner Middleman at first, get his sign, he's set, kicks and fires, runner's going, pitches high, throw down. Offline, Middleman will have the bag at second, but I believe they called that pitch a strike. So the count will be 1-2. One out here, top of five. Monarch leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Middleman now with a good lead down at second. Reed checks him. Now comes home. That pitch catches the top of the strike zone, and Reed strikes out Oswald looking. Might have been a questionable call, but Delta's going to take it for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring Finn Gardner, the catcher, to the plate. Gardner 1-for-2 today. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Middleman with the leadoff of second. Clan Chavez working in and out on him as Dr. Time first pitch to Gardner is low for a ball. Middleman with a really big secondary lead, so anything hit to the outfield, he'll score. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up out of play back behind it. Count even at one now. Runner on second. Reed will check it. Now come home. That one's over Gardner's head. It's 2-1. Pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll even up the count. Gardner steps out, now back in. Reed shakes off one sign, now he's set. Sets the runner out at second. Comes home with a 2-2. And cannot find the strike zone there, just off the outside corner and the count's full. Good place to miss if you read. Couldn't get Gardner to chase though. Here's the payoff pitch from Ty. He's going to miss high. Second walk of the inning will have runners at first and second. It's Middleman at second. Gardner at first. Riley Hall to the plate. Hall 1-for-2 and a walk today. He'll step in from the left side to face the righty Reed. Two down, top of five. Monarch leads Delta 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Reed checks the runner at second. Now comes home right down the middle for a strike. Reed continues with his deliberate approach. He'll check the runner. Now come home. This is the outside corner. Counts even. Reed sets and fires. He'll miss high, and it's 2-1 to Hall. The pitch. Reed misses again, and it's 3-1. Not a bad pitch by Reed up in the zone, but this is the outside corner. Outside at the knees, misses the outside corner. Ty's going to walk the bases loaded. That one was close. Chase Cowan will come to the plate. Deaton Ryer pops out of Delta's dugout for a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit. Delta Cabinet Company,
Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, conference on the mound over. Heat is going out to calm his hurler down, I'm sure. Discuss strategy here with the bases loaded. Cowan 1-for-2 today. He's also reached on an error. Has an RBI and a run scored. So Reed, once again, trying to get out of a jam. Coming at third, Gardner at second, Hall on first. The pitch in their first strike. Good start for Reed. The pitch. That's in the upper part of the strike zone, but called for strike two. So Reed up early now. See if he comes right after Cowan. Reed is set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Reed manages to get out of the jam with no damage done. Three strikeouts in the inning for the freshman. Like I said, no runs scored in the three walks. So the score remains 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Chavez, Sprout, and Clay do up for the Panthers at the bottom of the inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Back with you. We're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change for the Coyotes. It's going to be number one, Max Mueller, coming in. Not sure if this is going to be a straight change or if Mazakowski's going to move somewhere. Mueller, a right-handed pitcher, with shuffle through my stats here. Had four appearances last year, a 23.62 ERA, no record. Eight walks and a strikeout. So he'll face 9-1-2 for the Panthers. Chavez struck out in his only other at bat today. Right now, I believe this is just a straight pitching change. Once again, Monarch leads the Panthers 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom five. Top of 10, first pitch to Chavez is outside for a ball.
Chavez steps out, now back in, the 1-0. That's going to miss outside as well, and it's 2-0 for the Delta shortstop. And the pitch. Ball three. Chavez will take all the way here. As new pitcher Mueller yet to throw a strike. Hit there right down the middle. Chavez doing the right thing and taking. Force him to throw strikes. The 3-1 delivery from Mueller. Misses outside, and Chavez leads off with a walk. Isaac's got some speed down there at first. We'll see if he uses it. I'll bring Sprout to the plate. Sprout, a couple of singles and a run scored today. He'll step in from the left. Chavez with a good lead down at first. Held on by Hall. The pitch. It's going to be sawed off on the left side. Foul out of play. Mueller will get another ball and stroll back to the mound. Justice Pantley, they're in for the sign. Checks Chavez at first and now comes home. And that's going to hit Sprout. So no outs, and Delta's got runners on first and second. A couple of speedsters out there with Logan Clay coming to the plate. Clay, 1-for-2 today with a double and a couple of ribbies. The runners will take their lead. Mueller stares in. He is set. His first pitch to Clay. Loeb lays off, takes ball one high. Clay steps out, now back in. Awaits the pitch. Here it comes. That misses low. Clay steps out, takes a deep breath, now back into the right side. Mueller toes the rubber, comes set, the pitch, take, back pick down to first. Ball's going to get away from the first baseman Hall, but not far, but Chavez back in time regardless. And the count's 2-1 as that pitch was called a strike. The pitch, way outside, and it's 3-1. So Mueller scuffling here with no outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and second. He'll be set and delivers. Clay takes strike two. So the count's full now. The Delta designated hitter. Chavez at second, Sprout at first. The pitch on the ground in the hole to the second baseman. Cowan from his knees on to first, but the runners will advance. Almost like a fast bunt, but not. Good play by the second baseman Cohen to get Logan at first for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear 0-for-1, reached on an error back in the third. He'll step in from the left-handed box. Delta with a couple ducks on the pond here looking to get home. Soccer fan first pitch from Mueller is high and tight. Ball one. Fair there, steps out, now back in. The pitch. Hewlett misses the inside quarter and kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, hey, where did that miss? But regardless, Bear up 2-0. Chavez at third. Sprout at second. Hewlett delivers. Fouled right back to the backstop for strike one. So Mueller will stare in, get his sign. Now set. Kicks and fires. Again, Bear fouls it back to the backstop. The count's now even at two. So Bear will get some instruction from the third base coach's box. Now he steps back in. Pitch. Can be fouled off on the left, down the left field line, out of play. So Bear continues to battle at the plate. Infield in for Monarch. They're trying to keep the run from scoring here. Outfielders look to be straight away. And the pitch. This one's going to be lined into center. That's a base knock. One run will score. They're going to wait Sprout in. Throw is offline. Pass the catcher. Brendan will advance to second on the throw. Couple of ribbies for the Delta catcher. And Delta with a couple more here, and it's 9-5 Monarch on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring Drayton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, reached on a fielder's choice back of the third. Got a runner in scoring position in the form of Chaz Wilkes, who's the courtesy runner out there for Bear. A base knock should score the speedy Wilkes. One out here, bottom of five. The pitch. Inside. Sandoval steps out, now back in. The pitch. High and outside, ball two. Mueller will get his sign and come set. The pitch. Low and outside. Drayton will be taking all the way here. Way ahead in the count 3-0. Pitch. Throwing outside. Wilkes is going to advance on the wild pitch. As Drayton hustles down to first. He'll be on via the free pass. The runner's on the corners now for the Panthers. Lance Porter to the plate. Porter 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. And we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from James Thompson. Monarch still leads in this one, but it's not as big as it was. It's 9-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. We'll see where this all ends up here. The new pitcher will start his warm-up tosses. Looks like the new pitcher is going to be number 18, George Albrecht. Albrecht is the designated hitter. So, I imagine that with him coming in to the field, that Max Mueller will take over as the DA, or excuse me, as the DH. Actually, Mueller, it's going to be a straight pitching change. The first pitch, top of time, first pitch, two quarters in there for a strike. So with Albrecht being the DH, he'll just now maintain his number nine spot to be the pitcher now. The pitch is low, count even at one. Runners on the corners for the Panthers, the 1-1, and their first strike. One out here, bottom of five. The 1-2 pitch to Porter. It's going to be pop foul out of play as Lance continues to battle. Wilkes the runner on third. Sandoval at first. Actually, we're going to have a like a pinch runner for Sandoval. It's going to be Kyle Kincaid out there as the runner for Trayton. And that's going to get Porter swinging. So two outs now here. As Connor Workman will come to the plate, Workman 0 for 2 with a strikeout. The pitch from Albrecht in there for a strike. Delta would definitely love to put at least one more run on the board here in the bottom of the fifth and get a little closer. And this one's right back up the middle to the pitcher. The pitcher is going to beat Workman to the bag with a third out of the inning, but Delta scores two runs on one hit, leaves two on. 9-5 Monarch on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard as we go to the sixth inning with their 7, 8, 9 hitters. So game's actually going to be called for time. So Delta unable to complete the comeback. And we'll lose this one 9-5. Our player of the game is going to be, Ty Reed. He was 1-for-2 today, but his performance on the mound, coming in and only giving up one run and shutting Monarch down, enabling Delta to get back into this one. Player of the game brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years.
Just DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Delta will travel to Cortez coming up on Friday. That'll be the next game. I'll be have my coverage of that starting a little before 2 o'clock. So, once again, final score, Monarch 9, Delta 5. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball Streaming here and presented by Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance. Talk to you on Friday, folks.